So if you missed it earlier, Cabinet has made an announcement following a Cabinet briefing today, and it's agreed to lift the suspension of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine program. So the Health Minister, William Keyes, will announce the recommencement of the program. We're not sure exactly when, but the rollout date of the vaccine, the commercial rollout date, remains the 17th of May. And here's a question for you. What else is happening on the 17th of May? Well, that's supposed to be the start date for Jacob Zuma's trial. So, which one is less likely to happen on the 17th of May? Jacob Zuma to go on trial and that trial to actually start? Or for our commercial rollout of vaccines to actually take place?
702.
The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener.
Let's walk the talk.
So the tourism minister has been hosting a breakfast event today on the tourism sector recovery plan. That recovery plan is a response by the sector and its constituent partners to the multiple challenges brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic. So that's been happening today. At the same time, there's also been a travel advisory out of the US, which says that violent crimes such as armed robbery, rape, carjacking, mugging, smash and grabs is common in South Africa. There's a higher risk of violent crime in the central business districts. There are demonstrations. There are protests. In other words, they're telling their citizens not to come to South Africa. So how's that going to impact on our tourism industry and the recovery plan? Chifiwa Chivengwa is the CEO at Tourism Business Council of South Africa. Chivewa, thank you for your time today. The minister has been speaking about a recovery plan. This has been happening today. What's the feeling in the industry about the plan and what's been happening?
Well, good afternoon to you and your listeners. The feeling in the industry is, has been the same since the introduction of, restrictions and, of course, the banning of South African citizens, from traveling to certain countries, including the U.S., and the fact that we cannot receive any international tourists inbound to South Africa at the moment from many countries that are our source market. So, it's tough time for the industry. We are thankful that domestic travel has been, happening, and a lot of people did travel during Easter period, and hopefully they will travel during the upcoming long weekend. That's what we're holding on to now, and that's where our hope is. And we do acknowledge that, it is difficult, and hopefully these countries that have banned us can be able to open up and we can be able to do what we need to do. But the recovery plan is welcome. The fact that it's approved by Cabinet, it means that now we have a plan that we can all follow. And the fact that we participated in the formulation of the plan goes a long way for the industry.
It is encouraging to see, and I'm sure a lot of people are hopeful about the recovery plan. What is your reaction as the industry to this specific travel advisory that we now see out of the U.S.?
Well, the U.S. travel advisory, including many other countries, but I'll focus on the U.S. for now, it's rather unfortunate. It simply means, the mission, the U.S. mission or the embassy that's here in South Africa, and also the consulate that are here in South Africa, they are sending a very wrong message back, to their State Department to publish this type of, advisories. It's unfortunate, and majority of the information that's put out there is not, proper. If you look at where South Africa is at the moment, yes, we do acknowledge that we do have a problem with many of the things that they've raised. They equally have similar type of problems in their own country, and we don't respond by putting them in some sort of restrictions or discouraging people from traveling to their country. I think that, this has to be looked at. I would suggest that, the ambassador or whoever is in charge of the missions in South Africa needs to be someone to explain, what they are basing their restrictions on. Is it COVID or is it other things, that have been happening? And what is the problem and how does it pose any danger to the tourists that come into this country? If you look at the tourists that come into this country, majority of them go back home unharmed. If we have an incident, it's one too many sometimes. It's not a common thing that, tourists are targeted. And to have that type of statement, not only does it damage our prospects to attracting, foreign tourists coming from the USA and other countries that read those type of statements, but it really erodes, the confidence that we have in that market. And there's a whole lot more work that needs to be done.
Well, Chifewa, thank you very much for your time. We hear you, and I think a lot of sympathy for you in the tourism industry. Chifewa Chivengwa, CEO at the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, speaking to us there about this warning out of the US, but also a recovery plan that has been presented today by the minister.